Fed Chair Jerome Powell today talked about, yeah, you guessed it, inflation. It's the business news headlines for Friday and the first day of December. Thanks for being with us. In other news, new rules may hinder folks from taking the full tax credit when buying EVs. Yet another big-time advertiser is pulled away from Elon Musk, and X will share who and why yet today. Union Pacific to lay off workers. The union says it's a safety concern. McDonald's is making a change to their burgers. Don't worry, we'll share all about what we know. We've got the Wall Street Report and fast casual Panera Bread to go public. We'll tell that story too, and a bit about what CIB was and is. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. Focusandfind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday and first day of December edition of the Business News Headlines. Yeah, we are still on X. You can find us at IOB underscore News Hour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business, and Facebook, Insight on Business, the News Hour. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, speaking at Spelman College in Atlanta, noted that consumer prices, excluding volatile food and energy costs, rose at just 2.5% annually in the past 6 months. Now, that's not far from the Fed's 2% inflation target. But he also said it's way too early to start talking about rate cuts. Instead, he said the Fed's interest rate setting committee is moving forward carefully, phrasing that analysts consider a signal that the central bank does not plan any changes to interest rates anytime soon. The Associated Press is reporting that many Wall Street investors have recently stepped up their bets that the Fed will cut rates as early as May, according to CME FedWatch, in part after another Fed official earlier this week appeared to open the door to rate cuts by this spring. Wall Street took that message and the major indexes, which just celebrated its biggest month in more than a year, ended the day back in the green. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. New rules being adopted by the Department of Treasury and Energy may make it impossible for EV buyers to take the full $7,500 tax credit if they purchase cars containing battery materials from China and other countries that are considered hostile to the United States. The new rules, required under Biden's signature climate law that was approved last year, are likely to slow consumer acceptance of electric vehicles, just as Biden is trying to ramp up sales to help meet his goal to cut planet-warming greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030. EV sales have tripled since Biden took office, but the U.S. still depends on foreign sources, especially China, for many of the critical materials needed to produce EV batteries. It's still not clear which vehicles would be eligible for the full $7,500 tax credit under the new plan because the Biden administration is yet to publish any lists. So, along with higher costs, a lack of charging stations, and concerns over how far your battery will take you, just add one more hurdle. Stay tuned. Speaking of hurdles, yet another big-name advertiser has walked away from Elon Musk and X, formerly known as Twitter. The Associated Press is reporting that Walmart is the latest company to join the growing flock of major advertisers to pull spending from X. Why? Concerns about hate speech, plus questions about just how large an audience remains on the platform. In a statement, Walmart said, quote, "We aren't advertising on X as we found some other platforms better to reach our customers," end quote. The announcement comes 2 days after Musk went on an expletive-ridden rant on an onstage interview with journalist Andrew Ross Sorkin about companies halting spending on X in response to anti-Semitic and other hateful material. Musk said advertisers pulling out are engaging in blackmail and using a profanity essentially told them to go away. You know, we knew that when buying Twitter for $44 billion and then changing the name to X was a bad omen. And it seems that has turned out to be true. The head of the union that represents track maintenance workers says Union Pacific is jeopardizing safety by delaying nearly 1,200 planned projects until next year and laying off more than 1,000 workers. The AP is reporting that the president of the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees Division Union has been sending letters to regulators for more than a month, raising concerns about the layoffs. But the railroad is defending the move, and the Surface Transportation Board has not intervened. In his letters, Tony Cardwell, who leads the union, wrote, quote, "Chaos and disruption with Union Pacific's maintenance of way forces can only lead to one outcome, deferred maintenance and catastrophic outcomes," end quote. He went on to write, quote, "These furloughs will affect the safety of Union Pacific operations and pose serious safety risks for the general public," end quote. Railroad safety has been a concern nationwide this year, ever since a Norfolk Southern train derailed, spilling hazardous chemicals, and caught fire in eastern Ohio back in February. Members of Congress proposed reforms, but those have largely, you guessed it, stalled. Hey, there's a big change coming to McDonald's burgers. The New York Post is reporting that along with a spring ad campaign promising the fast food titan's best burgers ever, the new initiative seeks to make the burgers more juicy, with over 50 modifications. So, what are some of the changes that we've learned about? Well, 6 patties will be grilled at a time instead of 8 for the auto-cooking mechanism to apply less pressure and retain more burger patty juices. Sounds good, right? Big Macs will get more sauce. Buttery buns will be used and sliced with a thicker bottom to retain heat. Sesame seeds will be more randomly scattered on buns to give it a more homey look. You think that's possible? Cheese is going to be taken out of refrigerators sooner so it melts more during cooking. Onions will be rehydrated after purchase for more juiciness. Lettuce and pickles will be stored in smaller containers, so they must be refreshed more often. The new versions were tested in Australia and are being rolled out to the chain's 13,460 U.S. locations, starting with the West Coast and the Midwest. The plan is to have all U.S. stores on the new program by early next year. Hey, if you've been with us for some time, you know that we follow what the U.S. Gross Domestic Product, or GDP, is doing. Recently, we reported that the U.S. economy grew at the staggering rate of 5.2%. That's the fastest expansion of the nation's value of all goods and services produced in the U.S. since the fall of 2021, when the country was still bursting with pent-up demand following the pandemic. But what about the GDI, or gross domestic income? All right, let's break this down just a bit. GDI is an alternative way to measure economic output. GDP tallies all spending by businesses, consumers, overseas companies, and the government by conducting a wide-ranging survey of retailers, car dealers, manufacturers, and others. GDI estimates all income in the form of wages and salaries, corporate profits, interest, and dividends and rents. So while the GDP grew by 5.2%, the GDI has grown by only 1.5% in the July through September period, and has grown feebly over the past year, even while GDP has advanced solidly. Over the past 4 quarters, GDP has increased 3%, while GDI, that's income, has fallen by over 0.1%. That's according to an analysis of Commerce data. In other words, incomes have not kept pace with costs. However, and you knew this was coming, corporate profits have soared. Something out there might be a little out of kilter. All right, let's talk about money and Wall Street. You should know that on Friday, Wall Street had a great start to the month of December. The Dow gained 294 points to close at 36,245, while the NASDAQ picked up 78 points to finish the week at 14,305, and the S&P 500 added 26 points to close at 45.94. All three indexes also ended the week higher for five straight weeks. The gains allowed the Dow to clinch its highest close since January of last year, while the S&P 500 finished its highest level since March of last year. The 10-year Treasury yield fell to 4.225% on Friday after hitting 5% in October, ending the week at its lowest yield since early September, and all that should be good news for home buyers. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude fell again today. At news time, it was off by $1.65 or $74.31 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is a bit of an inside story. Early Friday morning, it was a reunion of sorts for several of us who are once part of CIB. What's that? It was the Central Iowa Bloggers. It was a group that met once a month, some 10 or 12 years ago, to share thoughts and ideas about the world of blogging and other social media platforms. Many of us had not seen each other since the start of the pandemic. Oh, and as always, we met at a Panera Bread. So this story is timely, at least for those of us who were at a Panera Bread early on Friday. Anonymous sources have told the Financial Times that Panera Bread has confidentially filed to go public in the U.S. next year. The Missouri-based fast casual group hasn't been publicly traded since 2017, when it was bought by JAB Holdings for $7.5 billion. A previous attempt to go public in 2021 was abandoned due to tough market conditions. Panera joins Skims, Reddit, and Shein in the group of companies reportedly looking to go public next year, a sign that the IPO market may be reviving after a difficult couple of years. Panera, by the way, laid off 17% of its corporate workforce, or about 300 people, in early November as it prepares for the IPO. Why? Well, you can think saving costs and showing a profit. That's a wrap for today's edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a very profitable weekend. And oh, by the way, we will be back on the air with Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review, on Sunday, noon Central, only on News Talk 1540, KXEL, and yes, we do stream. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.